This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. The Point Reyes Light, a small weekly newspaper in West Marin, is known for a lot of things. It won a Pulitzer Prize. It's done muckraking reporting on a local cult. And it's riled up residents with its change of ownership. But these days, it's loved for a police log that transforms people's worries into something close to literature. KLW's Hannah Kingsley Ma trekked up the coast to find out more.
A wrinkled white man was waving around a feather and shouting at children in Wharf Road.
This is not the opening line of a mystery novel.
Three men in suits were knocking on doors asking if people spoke French.
This isn't fiction.
Smashed persimmons were discovered.
They're a weekly summary of the calls residents of West Marin make to the police. They're published in the local newspaper, The Point Reyes Light.
A woman said she'd found a camera containing pictures of an older Asian couple on Thanksgiving.
That's Tess Elliott reading the calls. As editor-in-chief, she's the one who writes them up every week.
My approach is really to just pare down to the essential details.
As in?
An oak tree was reportedly dying, its debris crumbling into the roadway.
We met Elliott at her home in Inverness. There's a big open garden and a cat named Lewis. And Elliot seems like she'd happily read the sheriff's calls aloud for hours.
A bald man driving a Cadillac was acting unruly after using a bathroom at the Pelican Inn.
A pelican was in the bathtub.
And that's Elliot's 3-year-old son.
The pelican was in the bathtub.
Even he perks up and listens intently when the calls are being read. The calls are one of the most popular features of the newspaper. Maybe that's because they read, like, literature.
There's often very wonderful language that the deputies use.
Elliot herself is a graduate of the Jack Kerouac School of Disembodied Poetics. And she exercises creative license, too.
There are times when I might not include some follow-up information, a resolution to the call, because the report itself may just leave a striking picture in your mind.
She says she doesn't want to dilute them, because part of what sticks with readers is the unanswered questions they leave behind.
What actually does go on? It's kind of that Rashomon question.
Take, for instance, a call about a man entering a local deli with a machete.
Did he just come in with a machete and leave? Or did he, like, try to steal something? Or, like, was it just on him? You kind of get to put the story into your own terms.
That's local Melinda Borello.
I work at Hog Island Oyster Company, and I've lived in Point Reyes for 23 years.
She picks up the paper every morning just to read the sheriff's calls.
My best friend and I would make goals every summer, and one of our goals one summer was to get into the sheriff's call, so to have it actually pertain to one of us, and she ended up failing. She didn't do that, but I did.
Borello called the police when her neighbor locked herself in the upstairs bedroom.
I just sounded like, you know, another crazy person out in Point Reyes, but it was nice, too, because I definitely beat my friend.
In plenty of places, police logs are representative of the worst day in someone's life. And the last thing people want is to end up in one. Those kind of entries do appear in the Point Reyes Light, but rarely. West Marin is a tangled landscape of coast and pastures, of oyster farms and lagoons. There are tule elk and pelicans and gray whales. There are black cows. Lots of them.
There's, of course, the classic cow in the road call.
Nicasio, a black cow was loose.
Nicasio, one black cow was in the road.
Nicasio, about 20 cows were on the wrong side of a fence.
These are definitely rural reports.
From multi-generational dairy farmers, retirees, artists, and bike-wielding weekenders.
There's not a whole lot of actual crime.
Still, Elliot says, the calls are a poignant reflection of people's anxieties. The lost hiker, getting jumpy describing his waning cell phone battery. The passionate animal lover, emphasizing the word panting to describe a dog locked inside a car. Read the log carefully enough, and some of our most basic human fears begin to surface. The dark, a weird thump, the door left ajar, a beam of unexplained light in the distance.
We're kind of isolated, and you can feel unsafe.
A woman saw a light in a cabin on a Kehoe property and noticed a man shining a flashlight in front of her kitchen window.
At 1:43 a.m., lanterns were being launched over the village.
Someone heard scratching at the front door. Deputies found wet paw prints, like those of a raccoon.
The descriptive language, the conscious omissions, they make the entries feel eerie or absurd. The landscapes are strange, but the sentiments are strangely familiar.
Someone said a man with shoulder-length hair had sat all night in his champagne-colored Dodge Stratus parked on Morelos. He was now smoking a cigarette.
Someone reported a lost black box containing hearing aids.
A woman hunting mushrooms near the reservoir found a rope beside a crumpled Tyvek suit.
In Point Reyes, I'm Hannah Kingsley-Ma for Cross Currents.
We want to hear what a poetic log about your community would sound like. Give us a call and leave us a message at 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106.